Hello everyone and welcome back to a brand new episode of Getting Spooky with Knox. I am your host Knox, and today we're going to be discussing the Paris Catacombs on our paranormal episode. Today is also the finale of season 2. I can't believe we've already made it to the end of this season, but here we are. And I can tell you that the break between season 2 and 3 will be a lot shorter than this past break was. I plan to start releasing episodes for season 3 on October 23rd, so there won't be too much of a break this time. But let's start discussing today's topic, shall we? The catacombs were created in 1810, and they were meant to be underground ossuaries for the dead. There is said to be about 6 million people buried there. One reason why the catacombs were created to hold the dead was because of overcrowding in the cemeteries. There was only so much space that people could be buried in the grounds, so why not bury them in tunnels? Even though the catacombs were established in 1810, construction began in 1774. They were used for a while as a burial spot until they were left alone, probably due to either overcrowding once again or just general safety concerns, because I know nowadays the tunnels are kind of, some of them have caved in and they're not very safe, so they don't really let people into certain areas of the catacombs. So could have been general safety concerns, lack of space, also lack of interest, because there for a while they were a hot spot to go visit. So probably also a lack of interest. In the early 1800s, people could make appointments to be led down into the catacombs for tours, and they could leave their thoughts or their impressions of the place. It was a popular tourist destination for people who were native to France and from other countries as well. Charles X visited with some court ladies, and Napoleon III came with his son in 1860. When the 19th century came, visits into the catacombs became less frequent as they were closed off except for certain times. Nowadays, there are places in the catacombs that people are not allowed to go because of possible cave-ins and safety concerns, as I mentioned before. You can still have guided tours to see the safer sections of the catacombs, but some thrill seekers don't let this stop them. Illegal parties are held, and people go exploring down there all the time when they aren't supposed to. Zach Bagans from the Travel Channel TV show Ghost Adventures went down on 2 tours, one legal, and the other one not so much. While down there, one of the cameras he had placed was stolen. It could have been from someone from one of the parties, or someone that was just going through the catacombs like he was, or it could have been something else, and I'll get to that in a moment. The people who explore the catacombs are called cataphiles, and when I first heard this, I was like, that's a cool name, and I get why, like, cataphiles, because catacombs. But it makes me think of someone who loves cats and knows a lot about cats. But, I mean, still, it's a cool name. I like it either way. So that's just what people call themselves when they explore the catacombs. One reason why they don't like for people to go down in the catacombs is because you can get lost and not be able to find your way out. During the 1990s, a group went down into the catacombs and found a video camera. On this camera, there was footage, and they say you can hear disturbing sounds as the man wanders aimlessly, clearly lost. At some point, he drops his camera and runs away. From what we don't know, was there something down there with him? Was a person chasing him? Or was he going mad from being lost with no foreseeable way out again? Which makes sense, because if you're somewhere dark and creepy, your mind kind of wanders and you start hearing noises, and it can make you go a little stir crazy. Because I know, like, even just being outside in the dark sometimes, I get a little freaked out because I'm like, okay, what's out there? And then I'll hear noises and I'll panic because I'm like, is something coming to eat me? So I can see why he would be freaking out and would get lost, because I mean, he is surrounded by bones in tunnels and he doesn't know if he'll be able to escape. So I can see why he would be panicking. No one knows if he made it out alive. No one has ever come forward and claimed that they were the person in the video. Another legend claims that there was a woman who was abducted by a werewolf and taken into the catacombs. Now, I vaguely remember this, and I think I heard it on the special that Zach Bagans did on the catacombs, but I can't be positive, so please don't quote me on this. The woman in the legend was able to escape, if memory serves me correctly, and was traumatized by her experience. I also believe that she was engaged. Like, this was in, like, modern times. I'm gonna say probably no later than maybe like the 60s, maybe a little bit before that. I wasn't able to find any information on this. It was just a vague recollection that I had that I believe I heard in the Zach Bagans special. So I looked, I tried to find this information. So unless he got it in like a book or I just dreamt this, I am not entirely sure. So, there is also a claim that at midnight you can hear disembodied voices speaking to you, which makes sense. I've talked about this plenty of times in previous episodes, but when you have places of death, and especially if the death was a tragic one, the spirits of the dead tend to linger there. It would not surprise me that if at night the spirits of the bodies buried in the Paris catacombs came to life once more to try and speak to whoever dares enter the labyrinth of tunnels below the city streets of Paris. Tell me, would you go down into the Paris catacombs? Personally, I don't think I would because I'm not a fan of tight spaces. While I'm not necessarily claustrophobic, something like this would spark my anxiety. I don't think the tight spaces, the bones everywhere, and possible creatures lurking below would do well with my anxiety. I think I would just be freaked out the entire time. If I did go down, I'd probably make it 5 steps and then go right back up. So I'm curious, like, have you all ever been down into the Paris catacombs? Did you go illegally, or did you go on a like an actual guided tour that is legal and is like one of the ones that Paris has set up? Would you go into the catacombs? Would you not? Like, what are your reasons? I would love to know. If you're like me, if you're just claustrophobic, there's this one spot, I didn't mention this, there's this one spot where you can see like this dead kid, like they're just, it's like a coffin and you can see the kid, and it still looks pretty lifelike because it's been preserved so well, I believe. And that room creeped me out. I don't do creepy ghost kids. So that room would be off limits for me. If they took me to that room, I'd turn right around and just walk right back out. So I'm just curious to see, like, if this is a no-go for y'all, or if you are a thrill seeker and would be like, hell yeah, I'm going down into the catacombs. So just let me know what you think, if you would, if you have been there and all that good stuff. As always, if you have any questions or comments or would like to request a paranormal event, true crime, urban legends, secret societies, or mythological monsters episode, then feel free to email me at getspookywithme@gmail.com, hit me up on Twitter at SpookyKnox, on my Facebook, Getting Spooky with Knox, or message me through my website, which is linked in both my Facebook and Twitter profiles. I also wanted to announce that I'm going to be starting a pop culture podcast called Knox's Entertainment Insights, and I'll be joined with my dad and my mom on some of the episodes. I don't have a set date for when this will premiere, but my guests and I will be discussing movies, TV shows, books, and music. So if you have anything you would like us to talk about, then you can hit me up on any of the places I've said before. I'm super excited to share my thoughts and feelings on all things pop culture with y'all. I am a huge movie lover. I read constantly. I'm a writer, so of course I love reading. And I love watching TV shows and listening to music as well. So if you have anything that you want me to read or watch or listen to, please let me know so I can talk about it in my episodes. I've got a couple episodes already recorded, but I'm trying to get some more built up. That way I'm not rushing to put out content for you all. So I'll let you all know when that is going to be airing. And yeah, so I'm really excited to be announcing this and to be doing this, and I can't wait for y'all to hear what I have planned. And as I said at the beginning of this episode, this is the last episode of season 2. We made it, y'all, but don't worry, season 3 will be starting a lot sooner than this one did. October 23rd is our comeback date, and I can't wait to bring you more spooky things. I hope y'all are doing well, and stay healthy until we meet again, and I'll talk to y'all later. Bye.